What were your thoughts about the presentation here in San Antonio, the first presentation looking at neoadjuvant lapatinib plus paclitaxel and inflammatory breast cancer?
Yeah, I mean, I think that ultimately these drugs will find their way, and I think the neoadjuvant setting is a very good way of evaluating these new targeted agents and seeing what kind of activity we will see. However, again, the big question now becomes, what is the role of anthracyclines in the treatment of HER2-positive breast cancer? And obviously that became also even more controversial with the updated presentation by Dennis Slamer from BCRG006, indicating that the TCH regimen essentially performs as well as the ACTH, even more importantly, the TOPO2 negative patients, although even the TOPO2 positive patients, the difference now are much smaller. So we're questioning what is the role of anthracyclines. Nevertheless, when you look at neoadjuvant regimens, though, that have anthracyclines, they tend to have higher PCR rates than when you look at neoadjuvant regimens only with a taxane plus either trastuzumab or now lapatinib.
Yeah, I've been asking people what their take was from a practical point of view in terms of patient care from that presentation. I'm getting a lot of quizzical looks right now. Has it changed your thoughts about what the appropriate therapy is, for example, a node-positive patient with HER2-positive disease?
No, I think that still the standard therapy at this point is the approved therapy by the FDA, and that is to give an anthracycline followed by taxane, particularly paclitaxel, as we did it in that study, and trastuzumab for a year. Now, obviously, with the new data from BCRG006, I think that will probably be revisited to a certain extent, and we'll have to see what the role of TCH is in this population of patients, but that will evolve in the next few months.
What kind of situations right now do you think it would be appropriate to use TCH or some type of non-anthracycline regimen with trastuzumab?
Well, I think you can take the approach that you can use it pretty much on everybody, if you like, because it's clearly a regimen without any cardiotoxicity or very minimal cardiotoxicity. There was some depression in LVEF, but then that recovered after the discontinuation of trastuzumab. But then, of course, if you want to be more selective, certainly if you have any patient that you're concerned regarding cardiac function, obviously that would be a very good regimen. And if you're a TOPO2 believer, if you did a TOPO2 and TOPO2 was not amplified, I'd be very comfortable that this patient would not get much benefit from an anthracycline. I'm not still sure if there is some more benefit from the anthracyclines in the TOPO2 positive patients, because the data are not conclusive still on that small subset.